Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 4th of July, recording at 9:30 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, let's first have a quick look at the highlights here today, and there aren't many. This was a very quiet day for a change, and not least because of the USA's 4th of July holiday. But Asian stock markets were mostly higher. One of the better gains was Australia, up 1%. The others were smaller. In Europe, we had mostly very small losses. I mean, we really are talking fractions here, all under 1%, small fractions, all under 1%. Bucking the trend were Holland and also Switzerland, which had tiny gains. USA was closed, of course. Canada gained 0.5%. Mexico lost just 0.2%. And Brazil gained 0.5%. Government bonds in Europe, bond prices were a little bit firmer, with the best gain occurring for the Bunds on some weaker economic data for Germany. Now, the US dollar was also a little bit steadier in here. Looking at the US dollar index mainly, and that's due to a weaker euro down to 125.29. And sterling also fell just under a cent, 155.95. Precious metals eased a little bit. And let's see, we have gold, as I speak, is 1615. And that's down 235. We have platinum down 10, 1481 and change. Silver down 17, 28, 11 and change. And nearly $4 down on palladium as well. The LME metals were down a little bit today. And some of the U.S. futures were open, and those include crude oil. We had WTI, which is down 61 cents at 87.05, and Brent, which of course is not a U.S. contract, but that closed down a dollar. It's back down just under 100. That's pretty much it. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, we've had a good rally in stock markets, and it started last Friday, and maybe now it pauses in here. That would be logical. On Thursday and Friday we get a little pause and consolidation, but the most important thing is that the stock market rally where it occurred, and that's is in most markets, and particularly where, well, the best, most positive evidence is where the rally actually cleared the third week in June rally highs. And a majority of the stock markets have actually done that. That means we have a higher low. That small little low during the fourth week in June. And we would need to see these stock market indices come back and take out that late June low to clearly indicate a loss of overall upward momentum. But meanwhile, the early June lows remain the really important ones. And provided they hold, and they're not being pressured at the moment, far from it, but provided they hold during the rest of this seasonally quiet period, and often a period of underperformance for stock markets, which carries on into October, we should see We remain on course for the higher stock markets by the end of the year that I had been talking about last month. And of course, they're already higher. For markets to remain reasonably steady, we needed sort of a drip feed of positive news to continue coming out. There is a possibility that I think European stock markets have discounted an ECB rate cut tomorrow, which would probably be to the tune of a quarter of a point if it actually occurs. And overall, I think people are kind of blinking as if they've come out of a cave and into the sunlight, almost in disbelief that markets have had this nice little rally when sentiment was so negative. Well, the two go together, don't they? That negative sentiment was a contrary opinion. Expectations were so low, and they were pleasantly surprised that the European politicians achieved as much as they did in their summit, which ended on Friday. When I say achieved as much as they did, the comparison for that is the other 18 summits, which of course were really non-events in terms of achievement. So the bar was set pretty low. So anything that looked like modest cooperation or modest gain was greeted favorably. Now, what else to mention here? Bonds are holding at these levels, but not advancing on them as bond futures, that is. So you've still got these very low interest rates, very low yields. And that overall is a favorable environment for equities, but of course people will say, where's the beef in terms of corporate profits? And corporate profits are declining a bit. We're getting downgrades more often than not. Now, another key question is, are we going to see GDP growth pick up in the latter part of the year? I think we will, because I'm anticipating more stimulus, and the key improvement would really be in the growth economies, the China-led growth economies. Now, I don't see any reason why that couldn't occur, given a little bit more stimulus in those countries, and I think we're very likely to see that stimulus because they know that exports into Europe and the United States are not doing all that well. Commodity prices, although they've picked up quite sharply in the last few days, are still way below those highs that we had seen back in April of 2009. April of 2011. That had been the peak in the continuous commodity index that we often post. The most important commodity, of course, is crude oil, and despite the sharp bounce that we've seen in the last few days, crude is still well below the highs that were such a worrying and significant headwind for global GDP growth. So this is not a bad environment here overall, and all that easy money should continue to be supportive of precious metals, which to me look as if they are in a support building phase prior to a ranging recovery during the remainder of this year, with gold probably going through to new highs next year. And on a quiet day, I think that's pretty much it. So I'll wrap up this short audio and just say all the best to all of you.